Practice Squad. Your host, David Schmidt. Producer, Jordan Stogler. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, David.
Got that mic there.
Yep, got it.
Too busy producing.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Craig Garman. Hi, Craig.
What's up?
And Troy Metzger.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How's traffic?
All right.
Good. He just walked in and just made it. It was like in the nick of time. It was perfect.
Because my wife doesn't know how to... Hurry up, dude.
Hey, shots fired.
You had a pause, right? I don't know.
Should I just stop? I should just stop. Big week in football.
Huge.
Preseason week 3.
Oh, that was awesome.
Bengals played. Who did we play? I don't even remember. Do you remember?
Wow.
We lost.
I watched it.
We lost by 2.
Giants.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who did the Browns play?
Buccaneers.
Ooh, this preseason football is
fire.
Titans, who they play?
Steelers.
All right. Yeah, we'll get into all that. We'll get into the shocking Andrew Luck retirement.
I wasn't shocked.
We all will remember where we were when Andrew Luck retired. I was at a class of 2009 high school reunion.
I was at the WOW. Then I started making fun of my brother-in-law because he drafted him the day before.
Ooh, that's pretty
nice. At Brick Street with Jordan and Eric Schmidt sitting in the bar.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Is that why you did the Snapchat phone call?
Yeah.
I got on that for a little bit.
I didn't know how it worked.
That's a cool little thing, man.
Faces just kept popping up on there.
I've always gotten calls, but they declined them right away or whatever. Yeah. Then this was the first time we actually went through it. And then all of a sudden it was like, Jordan's, Toby. And Toby was right next to me. I was there. David popped up.
I had like strobe lights around me because it was like...
And you can put filters on your face, like cute ones.
Cody was on there for a little bit. And
good times, good times. What else we got tonight, Jordan? We got game lines tonight? We doing game lines?
We're doing game lines because...
We won't be here Monday night because of Labor Day.
Labor Day.
So we will be doing week one game lines tonight.
We got draft 2.3.
Draft 2.3, things we wish would retire.
Or want to retire. Mine already happened, so I'm good.
People and or things, correct?
Yes, okay. Anything.
Anything else we got? We doing would you rathers or anything tonight?
Maybe. Maybe a new game.
See what we get there.
What are we missing? We're missing something. Bold takes.
Bold takes. Our bold take standings. I got one, right? We were 1-7.
We were 1-7.
But mine wasn't that bold.
No, it was the weakest.
The least bold.
Yeah. I mean, we're actually 0-8 because your bold take was weak.
R.I.P. Mine.
Now, if I would have said Damian Willis is starting week 1, that would have been bold.
That would have been bold.
Like the exact opposite. Like Liam filed his divorce papers and I was like, oh man, that's not going to work.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
And so, I guess I haven't heard of divorce. Or a celebrity split, so unless you guys know of any.
Yeah, I don't know any either. No. Follow along on Twitter, at FR Practice Squad, or give us a call. Our phone lines are back up tonight, 937-310-2781. So do call in with your hot takes and thoughts. That is a new line.
Is that a 937 number?
Yeah, I know.
That was going to be my bold takes for this week if it still was
So give us a call, give us your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some Bengals talk.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is Chicken Club Sub, Fries, and a Drink for $6. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers in our first MAC volleyball match of the season. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the match. On Friday, football is back, and Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action again this season. Then on Saturday, the Lady Indians will play in the St. Henry Invitational against the Rushi Raiders, the Buckeye Central Bucks, and the St. Henry Redskins. For Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp will bring you all of that action live starting at 10. A big week of sports coming up as the volleyball season enters its second week and the football season begins. Get to all these games to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
It's the practice squad. We're back. Beautiful full recovery on a dreary Monday night. It was an ugly day today, wasn't it?
Balls of
the
beautiful.
Weekend was nice, though.
The weekend was very nice.
The weekend was nice.
The WOW raffle, a resounding success.
I would
say. Huge.
Congrats. I mean, besides me not getting, like, a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been dangerous for most human beings in the town. But without a doubt, a success for everyone involved. And I was out there Friday night. It was really fun. Good time. Couldn't make it Saturday, but Philly didn't win the tractor. I really hoped to win a tractor. But what can you do?
I tried.
Yeah. You gave it your
you
all.
You got the ticket. Yep. That's all you could do.
I tried.
Follow along on Twitter at FR Practice Squad. Call us 937-310-2781. The Bengals played the Giants. Pretty good result. I mean, the first team played all right.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton played what? A half? He didn't play a half. He played
three series.
A quarter, basically. Series.
Well, Zach Taylor going into that game was basically like, it's always, everyone always calls it the dress rehearsal, but he was like, if the guys who are healthy are going to play, but he's like, the starters are going to maybe play a couple series, like no more neck. Because sometimes they used to like go sometimes almost into the third quarter.
Mm. Yeah, I think anymore the trend has been that no one really, like, I think it's the Bears who haven't played any starter. Like all the preseason,
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure the Patriots.
And Matt Nagy was like, "Yeah, we're just not gonna play."
I mean, the guys that you know have positions locked. There's no reason.
Yeah, like for sure starters. I know, like the Patriots, like Tom Brady will never have to play a preseason game.
Like, I wonder when the last time Tom Brady played a preseason game.
Do you think preseason will continue the way it is?
I think it will, but I think they'll shorten it.
Like it'll be two games.
I think they'll take it. I think maybe three.
And then if they also just take one game away,
I think.
If that's the case, they won't extend the season. Because the talk was they had two regular seasons.
You don't have to extend the season, but you could add a playoff game.
Yeah, and have way too many playoff teams.
I mean, realistically, I think just having teams practice with each other probably does helps them out more than having a preseason.
I would think so.
They should just do, like, mandatory joint practices.
Boring. Yeah.
Like, and they could just have, like, live coverage of it or something. And people would rather watch that than... preseason football is really hard to watch. I think it's fun if you're a football nerd, kind of like us. Later in the game, you can see your draft picks and see your signings.
I'm with you because, like, if you like Philly was saying, those inter squad practices, right? Mm. I would rather watch those and have like coaches mic'd up,
yeah,
and have like listen to what someone's doing wrong, someone's doing right, then like made up game situation. Like I don't know. There's all like you think Dalton. I mean, maybe he cares, but a lot of those guys don't care.
No,
they're just hoping not
just
to
hoping
get hurt.
Not to get hurt.
Exactly,
like Lamar Miller did this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Joe Mixon, like, he thought he was going to play, but they're smart.
Like, no.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't. The game was fine. I thought from what we saw from the defense was fine. Mm-hmm. They gave up a long, long drive to start the game, but that other than that, the defensive line looked good.
Yep.
Offensively, first drive, a stone cold drop by Boyd stopped it.
Yeah.
And that was a bummer because they were getting some momentum going. Then I think they had a three and out, and then they had a nice touchdown drive. So, and then they ended it on that, basically, and all the backups came in.
Yeah. The only thing that really I was disappointed in is the only thing that I thought I would be disappointed in, and that was the offensive line, who looked horrendous.
Yeah, they can't run the ball.
No.
Pass protection didn't seem too horrible, but then again, they're getting the ball out quick.
And that's
but
like...
I think they're averaging... I think it's like 2.2 yards per carry in the preseason.
Yeah, it's like if you, I'd have to pull it up, but if you look at like our running backs' numbers, It's garbage. Like, yeah. The carries probably almost outweigh the yardage.
Yeah.
What the guys did.
It's been really bad. I feel like it's been bad for 3 years. I mean, I don't remember the last time they had a really good run game. You can call my crap on that if wrong. But.
No, I mean, to be fair, we didn't have Joe Mixon in, and Gio, I think, only played maybe the first series.
Yeah. So hard telling, well, that will happen. I think the wide receivers are exciting. Auden Tate has been fun to watch.
Yeah.
The undrafted rookie, Damian Willis, has been really fun to watch, and they found out he's actually starting in A.J. Green's place the first week.
And that was interesting, too, because, like, we were texting.
Yeah.
That is so...
Anti-Bengals.
Anti-Marv. Like, it's so unbelievable. Like, before the cuts get made, like, if that were to happen behind the scenes when Marvin was coaching, we would never know that.
Yeah, it seems... The nice thing about Zach Taylor so far has been he's going to play the best players, or I guess the players that have shown the best. I mean, Billy Price is a first-round pick, and he's not starting, which is upsetting because we might have a bust on our hands, but... If he's not the best player, you just don't start him because he's a first-round draft pick.
And I was kind of...
Marv would just start him.
Exactly. And I'm kind of with you. Like, I was super frustrated, but I saw this thing that Pro Football Focus posted. And granted, like, this is just a preseason stat, but this preseason, Hopkins allowed zero pressures across 80 pass-blocking snaps, and his 90.4 pass-blocking grade is the highest among all centers, 60 qualifying centers that played the entire preseason.
Yeah.
And granted, that's just preseason, but that's a number you can at least cling to for a positive sign for offensive line.
They said he's the first guy off the bench. So whether it's a guard or center, Billy Price comes in. I think they're looking at him even more to be a guard.
I think we just signed a center too.
Yeah, and that's not good for him either.
Well, if he can transfer over to guard and be good, I don't really care.
I don't care where he plays. I just want him to play because he's a first-round pick. Like, their last first-round picks have not been very good.
No. The other thing too.
What was your last good first-round pick?
I'd have to look what was, like, our last 5 years of first-round picks. Zeitler
probably, because it's hard to say between the corners. William Jackson.
Yeah,
he's pretty
good. He'd have one more good year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ross and Price have not been good, and then I'm missing one in there, too. They got hurt, I think.
Denard.
Darkwood. Yes, right? And he's been okay. He's been a slot corner his whole career. He's never really... I don't know if he's been worth a first-round pick. He hasn't been worth a first-round pick.
Well, and here's the other thing I have. I have a stat on that, too, because, like...
Where's our stat drop?
Well, so here's the thing. Like, granted, like, he should be the starter, but Denard being a nickel, last year, 75% of all defenses were played out of nickel packages.
Yeah.
So that means your nickel corner is playing a lot.
And he's hurt, so I don't know. I bet he doesn't play for a while because he hasn't practiced the whole preseason. Cordy Glenn still has not practiced.
Concussion.
So that's no good.
Rodney Anderson looked good catching the ball.
Rodney Anderson looked awesome.
Yeah.
He's good at football.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. That was probably the most exciting whole of the whole game. It was Damian Willis and Rodney Anderson. And Auden Tate had a nice catch.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ Uzama had like a 99 Pro Football Focus grade.
Yeah.
He had like the highest grade of any player in the whole week, which doesn't mean a whole lot when you only play... You know, three series.
And then they threw to him. Every time they threw it to him, they caught it. And then he caught
like
that
20
like,
yards. He got like a 30-yard touchdown.
But, yeah.
So he had almost a perfect rating. But, yeah, overall, they lost. Daniel Jones made the second-team defense look kind of stupid. He looked pretty good. I don't know. Is Daniel Jones good?
I don't know if he's good, but he sure looks better than Eli. Just looked like...
Eli. Could you imagine being excited about Eli being your quarterback?
He has no zip.
I think
He so clearly looks like a guy who's lost it.
He's old.
I know. And then Daniel Jones comes out there, who's pretty athletic. I think more athletic than what people give him credit for.
Yeah.
Could there be anyone, though, more like Eli 2.0 than Daniel Jones?
I think
he's new guy.
Daniel Jones is at least athletic and can run around a little bit.
He's young.
Eli can't do that and could never do that.
I feel like Eli could have done that when Daniel Jones' age.
No.
Really?
I think he almost had as good a 40 time as like Cam Newton.
That's pretty
good. I think he's super underrated for his athleticism.
Probably because he's is a dorky looking white guy.
He is very dorky looking.
I'm
going to
fact check. Yeah.
Do it. I'm pretty sure. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that seems crazy, but I'm just saying. I think he looks like Eli Manning 2.0.
Yeah. He's not exciting in any way, shape, or form, but he's better, I think, than Eli. So that'll be interesting to watch.
But also, I countered with what we talked about last week with the Ryan Finley. I don't think you have to look exciting to be a good quarterback.
No, and I think Ryan Finley showed his limitations. I think he could be a good game manager. He's a good backup for sure to have. I think he's going to win the backup job. He will win the backup job.
He better.
But his arm is not strong. He's good in the middle of the field, but if he has to throw it to the outs or deep, is mostly underthrown or knocked down. But I think he's a good, I mean, he shows he can manage the game.
Like, I know, I don't know what it's like to be a Giants fan where, like, you have an allegiance to this guy who won you 2 Super Bowls. Mm. Like, great Super Bowls, all-time Super Bowls. But he just so clearly looks like he's done. And then you got this guy you took with, what, the 6th pick?
Yeah.
Who clearly looks better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, where is he just starting over, like, what, allegiance? Is that it? Like, your allegiance to Eli Manning?
Is there going to be a rookie quarterback starting this year?
Kyler Murray.
Okay, that's the only one.
For sure. Yeah. Would you bet money on being the second one?
Who my choice is?
Drew Locke.
No, Drew Locke. I would bet Dwayne over Drew Locke.
Who's the starting quarterback?
Yeah, probably Dwayne. You're right. Yeah,
Keenum. I've just heard that Locke looks like he's so inaccurate, is what I've heard.
Really?
I couldn't.
Your sources in Denver?
The people saying it during ESPN games. Yeah.
Well, George got sources in Beret. I didn't know if you had sources in in Steamboat.
I have sources who gave me the 40 times of Cam and Daniel Jones.
Okay. Really? What are they?
What do you consider close?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'd heard that he ran like a 4.7 something.
Is Daniel Jones unofficial? I guess official, according to NFL.com, was 4.81.
Okay. That's why I'm wrong.
Cam?
4.59.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. Still fast.
He's fast. He's under 5.
Eli, I'll look at Eli's while you guys.
Yeah. That'd be funny to watch him run a 40. I still want to watch Andre Smith run a 40 again.
Yeah.
Hey, he's our starting left tackle right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to be good. So, does this game change any of your outlook for the season?
No.
Yeah, 4.92, by the way.
Eli?
Yep.
So, basically, Daniel Jones?
What do you run at his pro day? That's what you need to know. That's the real number. The pro day number's always better.
Yeah. It doesn't change my thought either. I think the Bengals are... I don't know. I think they got some fun players. If they stay healthy, they'll be fun to watch. I still don't see them winning many over 6. Maybe, what did I say, 5 or 6? Something like that last week.
You talking about the Bengals or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're over 6 in Vegas. I just put a bet in today that they're over because I want to have some hope.
I still think it could be over. If I were to place a bet, it'd be over.
Over 6. Why do you say that?
I think last year this year isn't any better, but they were plagued by injuries.
Yeah.
I think they really were decent. I mean, Andy Dalton can get you 8 wins. Like, it's nobody's business if the rest of the team is there.
Yeah.
You know, Zach Taylor might give you an extra oomph. I don't know. And, I mean, your defensive line is always good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it doesn't help. Your line is kind of...
They didn't trade for Trent Williams.
He's 32, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you don't want to trade for Trent Williams.
You're going to have to pay him.
Are you going to make a Super Bowl run this year?
That's the plan.
Okay. Well, maybe you should trade for him.
No.
It was their vertical leaps, by the way.
What was? Oh, that they were.
They were like, it was like an inch and a half.
Cam Newton and Daniel Jones have the same vertical leap.
That's still impressive.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
I just knew something was close.
Any other comments on the Bengals
game? I don't know, but here's the thing. Like, I hear something like you probably wouldn't even think about. Like, talking about, like, Dalton. Like, Dalton is solid enough. As much as I'm kind of ready for the next guy, like, he still is a super solid quarterback. Like, he was on pace for 37 touchdowns last year.
Jacoby Brissett's better than him.
Well, fantasy-wise, he's better than him, apparently.
Yeah, and I don't want to... I would still rather watch Dalton than Ryan Finley.
Yeah, and I still, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Dalton somehow... Put together like a 500 season where he, like, I don't know, threw 30 touchdowns and like 11 picks or
something
like that.
Which is going to be like.
And I don't want that.
Yeah. Because he's going to be like, do we sign him again? Is he a free agent?
I think unless he has like some kind of insane first, second team all pro season, he's gone.
Yeah. I think so too.
But I am nervous because all I heard this year was that even after Marvin was gone, that everybody in the clubhouse, like even the higher ups at Paul Brown, love Andy Dalton. So I'm curious. They said, like, I hear a lot of people saying he's got a short leash this year, but I don't know. I'm curious. Because
if you don't make the playoffs, you can't.
I agree.
You can't.
I don't run the organization.
Oh, we can, Jordan. Yeah,
that's true. If anybody can, you guys can.
Yeah. We like the same.
Yeah, it was really refreshing, though, to see, like, a rookie undrafted wide receiver get a starting job because he looked awesome. And it was, like, I mean, the best, like, Michael Jordan is starting a left guard.
Yeah, I like that.
So.
I'm cool with it. So not Marvin era.
If it was Marvin, both of them are on the practice squad.
I just enjoy the, and granted, like, who knows what Zach Taylor will be as a coach, but the transparency he has.
Now, just being straightforward about stuff. FYI, that could be good or bad, just because you have undrafted people.
No, I don't disagree, but I just think Marvin would, especially with the Michael Jordan thing, probably even the Damian Willis thing.
Yeah.
But with the Michael Jordan thing, there's no, if it was even like a tie, I guarantee you it would have gone to the vet.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I think it should.
It might not be good, I agree with you, but it is refreshing. After you've had, how long was Marvin there since 03?
17 years.
17 years of like the same.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
A
very long time.
Since 2003. Because I remember Scott Will had a jersey that said 03 on it and Lewis. Because we were so excited when we got Marvin Lewis in 2003. And he was our coach until 2018.
Was it right after the Ravens Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they won in 02 and we got him the very next year.
Yes. So. Anything else on the Bengals? Week 4 game against the Colts, right?
Yeah.
Seems like they always end on the Colts.
The new-looking Colts.
No, they always do. If you ever look at the schedule, they always end the last preseason game you have regional. There's always someone who's not, but if you look at almost all of them, they're really close to wherever they play.
And week 4 preseason's dumb and boring. And
I'll still turn it on.
All backups, I will too.
The third string quarterback, the fourth string technician.
Who
killed it.
Yeah.
He threw that touchdown.
Jake Dolagala.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked pretty good.
From Central Connecticut.
Yeah. He threw a nice fade to Damian Willis.
Yeah, the one for the touchdown. It was a beautiful ball.
He was gunning it. If you could put together Jake Dolagala and Ryan Finley.
That's what I saw Joe Goodberry tweet that, and I don't know what he was talking about.
Like the strong arm.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Finley's brain. And pocket awareness.
I think you need more.
Those are two turds that you're
putting together. Sounds like Josh Allen.
For like, you're putting together maybe a super trying back.
You're trying to polish it to make it look like
I would rather have Tom Brady.
Super polished turd.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Not saying that Ryan Finley's a turd, but I'm just. I would rather combine Ryan Finley with like Patrick Mahomes or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I would take that instead of combining two guys, making a Frankenstein monster.
So we'll see what happens next week. Cut downs or what next Friday? Because the last.
When did they switch to doing it this way? Where it's everything at once?
Yeah, I don't know.
I always thought it was like. After second preseason game, it was like you cut to
That's what was always neat about Hard Knocks is you always had those weekly cuts.
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up with Hard Knocks. Have you guys?
I have. I've been paying very close attention.
Is it good?
It really is. And it's, AB is so stupid. It fascinates me.
That's the only reason why you're watching it.
Because he's so dumb.
What do you do now?
Well, no, but it's amazing to me. Like, I've watched a lot of Hard Knocks, and it's obviously like John Gruden is a big personality.
Playing the show?
He is the show.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Like,
is Mike Mayock in it at all?
He's a little bit, but he kind of plays like the grumpy old man.
Yeah. Listen, as you all know, AB was not at practice today.
No question.
That's all I got to say about that.
Like, they played the whole episode. Like, everything was hunky-dory. Everyone was going to be happy. AB's back, and the episode ends with, and AB files his second grievance with the NFL.
Yeah.
And now he's going to,
now there's some company who's
designing a helmet for him, and he's going to get money from it.
Hey, that's the way to do it, man.
Nah, he's an idiot. I don't mean to go off, but... Everybody has got to do this.
Did you hear, Levitard's plan for AB to win his grievance? Uh-uh. Like, for AB to volunteer to play, like, preseason week 4 with this new helmet and then just, like, start running out of bounds? Like, oh, I couldn't see the sidelines. And, like, have every ball, like, hit him in the head. Like, I just can't see with this new helmet.
Well, so here's the thing that came up during the Hard Knocks that I thought was kind of interesting was part of it is he doesn't like the way they look.
It has to be that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's saying that.
And I don't like how they look either.
I think he's saying part of it. I think part of it is the fact maybe it affects his visibility. Yeah. One, it's a helmet. Who cares?
When I have a creative player on like the
he literally is going through the line and he's wearing these new helmet and he's telling the wide receivers, man, this helmet's ugly as F, man. I can't believe I got to wear this. And I'm like, okay, so you don't really, it's not hurting your vision. You just think it looks dumb.
But maybe
get over
ugly
it.
Is like slang for like,
no,
trash.
It's not.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That could be.
No.
Well, I think, they come out with another episode tonight. Or is that
tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tuesdays.
Philly, who the Titans play, man?
Play the Steelers.
You want to get into it?
I can.
Go for it.
Let's get into it with the Browns, just because I probably don't have too much, and we'll loop them together.
Okay.
Yeah. Both of them were pretty, the starting.
Pretty meh.
Yeah.
Both games were
a third preseason game.
Well, I just heard some stuff online about the Browns' offense didn't look too hot, but whatever.
Oh, did you hear Philly?
I also heard.
I heard some Titan stuff too.
I heard
pretty bad.
I heard that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I also heard that the Browns are in the spotlight, and like apparently their players must not be aware of everyone's paying attention to everything they're saying and doing.
Dude, Baker saying Daniel Jones is trash or whatever.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was stupid. I was more irritated with OBJ. Like
what OBJ?
OBJ, just get over it. Like, you're gone from New York. Get over it.
Yeah, he felt...
Okay, wait, but... And also, that's a low-key shot at Cleveland.
But you have to... All these interviews that are coming right now happened, like, back in June.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're, like, 2 or 3 months... Like, he was probably just traded when he interviewed.
What, the OBJ statement?
Yeah. And Baker's interview happened in April.
What do you think that means? What do you think OBJ thinks about Cleveland when he says that New York sent him there to die? That says something about how he views Cleveland.
No, it says something about how he perceives they view Cleveland, how everybody else
maybe
perceives
how he perceived
Cleveland.
I think you're misunderstanding.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't care how he views Cleveland as long as he catches touchdowns.
We'll see.
True. And he dances cool when he scores them.
If he plays, if he's healthy.
Man, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're so... Everything they say is now magnified by a million. And when you have it, like, even when he came back, even when Baker was like, yeah, I was misquoted or whatever, when he said, wasn't it quoted like Daniel Jones is trash or something? What was that?
No, it was Daniel. I can't believe
they drafted
the Titans drafted Daniel Jones.
He didn't say trash.
That was the only quote.
He didn't say trash. He didn't say he sucked. He said, I can't believe that. It blew my mind.
All these reporters, just kept on throwing trash and he sucks into it or whatever.
He's going to have to learn
that reporter is trash.
Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah, the part of that I meant with blew his mind. But yeah.
Is it trash? Because he got everyone to look at his article by pulling a quote.
And it wasn't even, like, him, right? So the writer, Cleveland Browns Daily had the writer on. And the writer wasn't even the one who promoted it or, like, took that line out of it, right? So there's, like, one guy, I don't know who it was, read the article, took quote.
The pull quote, yeah.
Yeah, and then that's kind of how it blew up.
Like, quotes from 3 months ago are all of a sudden just hitting the market now. And like,
well, that magazine article is just now.
Coming. I know, yeah. But it's
timing.
Stupid.
Well, who wants to start? Titans or Browns?
Browns. Let's take a break. We haven't took a break yet.
All right. We'll be right back with some Titans-Browns talk. Be right back.
American Lanes will be closed through the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining the bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. So starting on Tuesday, September 3rd, you can get all your favorite food every day of the week. Subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. We just have to be patient and wait through the Labor Day weekend, and then we can get all our favorites every day of the week. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingshirn and Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
I may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
Yep, it's the practice squad. Call us 937-310-2781 if you want to talk some football.
Football.
Some preseason action.
Do you know that's from anybody?
No, it is.
Sweet preseason action.
No, I don't. But it sounds familiar, though.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, sounds good. We're going to start with some Titans talk, Philly. What you got for us? How did Ryan Tannehill look?
They all look bad.
What was the score?
18-6.
Ooh, that's so a bad score.
Two field goals. Marcus Mariota only played seven snaps because he got sacked three times, and Coach Vrabel pulled him.
Just
because
he couldn't?
Because our offensive line couldn't get the pass protection scheme right or something. I don't know. So, actually, all three of our quarterbacks got sacked three times that game.
Did Mike Vrabel have, like, an exposed, like, a bulging vein in his neck when he was yelling?
I didn't watch it, so I couldn't tell you. I'm sure he probably did at one point.
What day was it? Was it weekend day?
Or Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a typical game, how we always play against the Steelers, but this was preseason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like you said, once the stars are gone, I really don't care.
Yeah. It's hard to watch.
I mean, the good thing was, what was our fourth round pick? Our Monty Hooker. Or not. Or was it Hooker? The guy we got from Iowa. Safety. He got a pick. That was kind of early in the game.
Is it Armani Watts?
No, his last name's Hooker. Yeah. So he got a pick. Then we had another young DB, Mike Jordan. He got a pick, too. So I guess those kind of some things in the defense that looked good. But offense-wise,
any news, like starter, who's benched, anything like
Taylor
that?
Taylor Lewan out.
Taylor Lewan is suspended. He tried to appeal. He got dropped, so he is gone. He is out for the first four games.
He's a cheater. He should be. Serves him right.
Other than that, Mariota's the starter for sure, right?
Yeah, he is.
I don't think that was.
So,
running back, Derrick Henry ready yet?
He might be for this preseason game, but I doubt you'll see him.
So don't take him in fantasy because he might not. Is he going to play week one?
Yes, he'll be week one.
Okay. So, Philly, I got a question.
For sure.
You got a question or you got to talk?
Are you going to chat with Derrick
Henry? Let me have it. Let's go. What's about Henry?
I'm done with Derrick Henry. With Marcus Mariota, what does he have to do for you to be like, okay, this is our quarterback this year? You know, or, you know, if he has an okay, let's say like 25 touchdowns and 13 picks, but you guys lose in the first round, like, are you guys going to be, is he going to be the next, like, Dalton?
I was going to say, this sounds like a Dalton scenario.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think in my mind, he's got to have his best year this year. So, I don't. He's got to stay healthy for one.
He's got a contract up, doesn't he?
Yeah, this is his fifth year. So, I mean, there's a lot riding on it. I mean, if he obviously plays all 16 games, that's a good sign. But I'm going to say he's going to have to put up, like you said, like 25, 30 touchdowns. Passing and maybe, you know, rushing, whatever, just in general. Then, yeah, if he does like 10 picks, 13 picks, I think they might look to re-sign him.
probably not to a big deal.
I would hope even not. Like, so if he does that and you guys don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I like the scenario that you give, like, where the numbers are just above average.
Yeah.
Where you think, like, are kind of forced to make it.
And you don't.
So, like.
I mean, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, I could probably see them moving on.
I mean, Mariota hasn't thrown over 26 touchdowns in a year yet.
So he's thrown 25.
He's 25. Or maybe maybe he did throw 26.
What's his highest yardage season?
I'd have to look. I want to say. I don't know, like, was it 500,000 maybe?
Yeah, 500,000.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is 500,000.
Let me look at it and I'll let you guys know later.
It's 3,400.
That's not bad. I knew it was over 3,000.
26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
What year was that?
Second year.
Second year.
Okay. That was his best.
So if he does better than that, I'd say he has a good shot to getting re-signed.
If he does better than that, that's a heck of a year.
But so if he doesn't make the playoffs, that might be like. All right. Well,
it'd be how you miss the playoffs, yeah. I think.
That might be true, too.
Because he could have a good year and it kind of be out of his hands.
Yeah.
The defense is terrible or something like that.
And I really think, like, if he does get hurt and misses two games, I still think he'll be fine. That's kind of the reason why we brought Ryan Tannehill in. So we'd have, like, a solid backup guy to still maybe win us, you know, one of those two games or whatever. But
do you think there's a scenario where Mariota goes down and Tannehill comes in and then never comes out?
Yeah.
Even when Mariota gets healthy.
I mean, realistically, I think the way John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are looking at is, I mean, if Mariota does get hurt and if Tannehill is rolling, they're going to probably stick with it. They're not going to change it. So, it's like this, they already said it's a make or break year for Marcus. So, I mean, everybody knows it and he knows it, obviously. So. I don't want to see him gone, which is kind of, you're retarded, but I mean.
We don't say that.
I know.
It's your guy. That's how, I mean, that's how I am with Dalton.
It's the guy.
You don't use the R word.
I'm sorry, but.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's my quarterback. I don't want to, you know, I want to see him as a Titan, but.
You want to see him play
business.
Well.
Everybody knows, so. But yeah.
So what they got week four?
The Bears.
And then open with the Browns.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So wait, well, now we talked about this. Are you going to go to the bowling alley, be the lone Titans fan, and talk smack?
Probably not. I don't know.
That's a big risk.
Too scared.
I got some time to think about
where is it played?
And Browns.
Cleveland, man. Gosh. That's going to be a good game.
Rough place to be.
You know,
when
the nice thing about, sorry to cut you off, but the nice thing about week one is the Bengals play at 4.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch. That's a 1 o'clock game. So
they're going to talk it up. It's going to be a good game.
I'm saying, like, that bowling alley is a tough place to be when the Browns win.
Tough place to be any time there's Browns fans.
Because, like, when the Bengals would play, like, do you remember that Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Where, like, Dalton literally, I think, had one of the worst games of his entire career.
When they play, like, the Benny Hill music on YouTube.
And I was just like, this is it.
I was at that game in Cincinnati. I
can't do it. Jeremy Hill was horrible. Everything was horrible. The world was coming down.
That was the worst.
Oh, man. That's a good transition.
Speaking of the Browns.
Hey, they played a game.
We played the Buccaneers.
And give us your rundown on that. I heard Baker didn't look too great.
No, Baker probably looked the worst he's ever looked. Maybe since, like, I don't know.
What do you think it was? He's probably hungover and probably didn't care about his team.
He's probably partying too much. Johnny Manziel, probably.
Yeah.
You guys going to sign him?
I don't think so.
What happens if he throws 25 touchdowns?
He better.
13 interceptions.
I swear, he better.
And you lose in the
He better win a Super Bowl this year or else he's out. So we played the Buccaneers. Yeah, he was like 10 for 27. One pick.
That's a lot of attempts.
Apparently they were working, so we didn't have any starters in terms of receivers. Jarvis sat, and Joku sat.
That's why I did so bad.
Nick Chubb sat, mm-hmm. Odell sat. Mm-hmm. So,
has Odell played one snap in the preseason?
No.
Yeah.
Nor should he.
Yeah.
He'll play next week.
But yeah, I mean, he was off a little bit. There were some drops. I think they were just trying to work on some things.
How's his body language? Does it look like he really loves football?
I think he's given up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't care.
If he has one injury, I think he's going to retire.
Yeah.
Which does, like, scare you. Like, even we'll get to Andrew Luck later. Yeah. But
I felt the same way. I know what you're saying. But
our defensive line looked really good. So our starting four were in together for one series. They had two sacks.
That's pretty good.
In the first half, we had like six sacks altogether. So, and I didn't watch much of the second half. So,
Bengals Browns game this year are going to be horrible because your defensive line just kind of.
Yeah, I just hope they stay healthy. I mean, with Miles Garrett has kind of crappy ankles and Olivier Vernon.
They all have injury history. But, yeah. He's been there. How many years has he been in the league?
Who, Vernon?
Yeah. Is he young still or is he old?
No, I think he's like 26,
so he's mid
20s, 27.
Okay, mid late 20s. Okay. For some reason, I thought he was.
I don't think he's too old. He played for Miami and then, right?
Yeah, and then New York.
Okay. Sorry, I'm looking up, yep. Other than that, so my bold prediction was way off. Austin Seibert was 4-4-4, and apparently he's won the starting job. So I probably couldn't be more wrong than what it was.
So he's going to get cut.
I said he's going to get cut, and now he's the starting kicker. So he looked good.
Olivier Vernon's 28.
28, there you go.
Play for the Dolphins, Giants, and now the Browns. The mistake by the lake.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, we're pretty much the world's team. Everyone loves us.
Pretty much. It's amazing how much Odell Beckham Jr. and, like...
Yeah, I honestly think most of it... Yeah, most of it's Odell, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think Baker's attitude is a lot, too, but I think it's 90% Odell Beckham.
Baker jumped, it seems like, on every opportunity to have an interview, which is, I guess, fine. I mean...
He doesn't seem shy.
No. Yeah, and he'll talk. And I think for the most part where he says he's young, so when he still says I've been taking out context, I mean, you got to kind of expect it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Oklahoma, so he's done a lot of interviews before, but you kind of have to expect their own pull quotes and make the most of it and try to have people read their articles. So for him to be like surprised, like, oh, what?
Me personally, I think he loves like when like Colin Cowherd like tries to trash him. I think he feeds off of it. So that's why he keeps on doing these interviews.
Yeah, I think he's
insane. Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of like other news reporters are like are down on Baker or whatever. They want to make him sound like, you know, he whatever. But I think he feeds off of it and he keeps
I think so. I don't think he's not shy from the spotlight.
The other thing too is I think part of being young like he is I think at some point in his career he'll stop responding to that.
Maybe.
Stuff.
Yeah. But it's
depends
also
how good he is. If he's like really good and keeps having success, he's gonna keep talking.
No, you think the guys who are great, you don't need to respond.
But true,
that's like not his attitude.
And he's a millennial.
Yeah.
So like those guys didn't grow up with social media and he's like he grew up with like
he's gonna dig his heels even harder if he's
good. I don't know. I mean Tom Brady picked up Twitter pretty quick. He's kinda funny.
True, but he
ain't talking trash. Yeah, like he has
Super Bowl rings. Yeah. He can pretty much say whatever he wants.
So what else? Any other thoughts on the Cleveland Browns?
Just cut like 25 minutes ago Jalen Strong, who I think most people thought was going to make the team.
Wide receiver?
Yeah. So he's made a lot of highlight catches, and maybe that's the only thing we see. But we cut him. So right now, just someone I follow, like a Browns beat writer, says his wide receiver predictions, OBJ, Jarvis, Hollywood, Derek Willis, who I don't necessarily agree with, Damian Ratley, our sixth-round receiver last year, and Braxton Miller making the team.
That's cool.
That's his.
You guys signed Braxton?
Yep.
I did not see
that. Did that happen last Monday, or did it happen right after?
I think it happened after.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he hasn't done much. I don't think he even played. He did play a little bit. On our preseason game.
It's also like stuff in practice that we don't get to see.
Man, if he does something for the Browns,
I think
it's going to be
a good fill-in for Callaway. Callaway is going to be out, so like sweeps and stuff like that.
Yeah. He uses his athleticism.
Yeah.
How old is he now? He's probably
Braxton.
Yeah, I guess he hasn't been in the league very long.
No, I think he's got drafted 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's just been with the Texans. That was
Texans, and then he got cut. And he was with Philadelphia for a little bit too, but. So, other than that, we play. I don't even know who we play week four. All the starters are going to sit. I don't think any starting job was won or lost. Besides the kicking job.
Is there any like big spots up for grabs?
The right guard is the only one, and I think Eric Kush pretty much solidified it. Even though he didn't look that good.
You guys got Detroit, by the way.
Ndamukong Suh pretty much destroyed him. So I guess we'll see. That's my bold. I'll wait for my bold prediction. But so that's good.
Well, interesting. I guess it's just basically kind of a boring like preseason week.
We're just dragging through these preseason games.
Yeah, it's like it's exciting like for the first like couple seconds.
I just can't wait till we get past this Sunday and then we get a whole week of excitement for like the first games.
I mean, it's basically it's draft week, boys. Fantasy.
Yeah, it is.
We have our fantasy draft.
I'm not looking to any of like. I mean, honestly, I got first pick and I have a good idea who I'm going to take first overall.
Who are you going to take, Philly? Do you want to announce?
Yeah, you can tell it now.
I am letting nobody know.
Dude. To the millions.
Dude, be like they used to with Mario Williams.
Yeah.
No. Didn't they announce like 2 weeks before the draft?
Yeah. So, like Jordan over here has got a panic about, you know, if I take Reggie Bush.
He's going to keep it close to the vest. Jeez. Well, we'll be back. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with bold takes, our draft 2.3.
Andrew Luck.
We want to talk. Andrew Luck talk. Oh, so much to come. Jeez. We'll be right back.
Unbelievable.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Miracle Lanes will be closed through the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining a bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. So starting on Tuesday, September 3rd, you can get all your favorite food every day of the week. Subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. We just have to be patient and wait through the Labor Day weekend, and then we can get all our favorites every day of the week. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Season tickets for the 2019 football season will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each weekday. Reserved varsity football seats must be claimed by Wednesday, August 28th. Season ticket prices for the varsity football games are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And this year they will also be selling an annual all-sports ticket for adults and students, which will admit you into all the regular season home high school and junior high athletic events for both boys and girls. Adult all-sports tickets are $150, and that includes your reserve seat for home varsity basketball games. Student annual all-sports tickets are only $50. Presale tickets for individual high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. And now you can get junior high all-sports tickets. Those are $25 for adults and $15 for students. All tickets at the gate for junior high events will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, they have an even better deal. The Senior Citizens Annual All-Sports Pass for only $25. That pass will get you into any boys or girls high school or junior high sporting event, but it doesn't include reserve seating for the football or basketball games. So the first chance you get, head up to the high school office between 8 and 4 on weekdays to get your fall sports or all sports season tickets.
The hitter right there. Yeah. Follow along at FR Practice Squad on
that's
Twitter.
Like Diplo or Zed stuff.
Right? Yeah, you dropped it. You hit the drop.
You quit your job.
Or call us 937-310-2718 if you want to talk football, life in general, weather, whatever, traffic,
politics.
Don't give
people that many options.
Whatever you want to talk about, we might talk about it with you. But probably we'll just talk about sports. How about Andrew Luck, guys? You're tired. He no longer plays. It happened Saturday night.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Missed it.
Unfortunate timing for him, and unfortunate that Adam Schefter is really good at his job.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because I he's got to do that.
Should Schefter just like let Luck do it on his terms, or does he?
That's what he's got to do.
I don't think it's on
whoever leaked it.
Yep.
To Schefter.
Yeah, that's true. It's on,
because I found it very counterintuitive where he tweeted that Luck has to move his timeline up to the
because of me releasing this tweet.
Sorry, Andrew.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what he does. He's got to do it.
Yeah.
But I also was kind of like,
if he doesn't do it, like,
somebody else.
Ian Rappaport does it.
Yeah. Rap sheet.
But it did kind of suck
because.
Who do you
think was Benedict Arnold that, like.
Oh, it's just some water dude heard him talking to Jacoby Brissett, probably.
Dude, I do wonder Shefty's sources. He's like Spider from Game of Thrones.
He has so many little birds around. Yeah.
Like, he's got, like, the water boys and the trainers.
Like, the timing sucked because the fans found out about it and they started booing him, which.
Yeah.
What horrible, horrible fans.
What does.
I'm sure. I don't know all Colts fans are like that, but.
What does the guy who leaks it to Adam Schefter get?
Does he doesn't get money, probably, right?
No, I doubt it. No.
What does he get out of it?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean,
other than destroying Andrew Luck's plan.
I mean, there's no like good PR out of it.
No. And if you were the one, if you got found out that you were the one, you would get in trouble.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe he gets nothing out of it. Maybe Schefty has like this stuff that he feeds these guys.
I thought it was Jacoby Brissett.
Probably.
Like, did you see that they had them on the sideline?
Yeah. And
where Andrew Luck was talking to him and Jacoby Brissett was like, what?
Really?
Yeah. Like, it looked like, okay, he must have said something.
Oh, man. Talking about getting put on the spot, like, he's like a backup. He's kind of like, I'm going to cruise through the season. Like, you know, at some point, Brissett was probably like, I got a pretty good gig here. Like, making pretty good money. Don't have to play. You know, kind of like Jim Sorgi used to be behind Peyton, like holding the clipboard.
Jim Sorgi had one of the best jobs.
Oh, man, you just make like a mil or a couple mil and just stand there and look cool with the earpiece. You might have to go in when he's like down for a play and take a kneel or something.
Get warmed up for preseason every year.
Yeah, that's about it. And then you're good. But now he's got to play, and now everyone rests. Like,
I'm sure he's not mad about
there was
that.
Season ticket requests today, like refund
withdrawals.
Yeah. Because they want their money back.
I think, but the thing is, the Colts still have a solid team.
That's what I don't get.
They do. But they don't have a
quarterback. Brissett's okay.
They got a quarterback.
But I think
I don't think Brissett's good enough to like win what they would have.
Brissett's probably
they
good
might go
enough
to the playoffs.
To win them game. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it'll be interesting
to see how it is. Might,
but, I mean,
what, best case scenario, they win 8 games with them?
No. I think it's higher than that.
I think
that defense
there's
is
no way they win. Nah.
I'll make that bet right now. I bet they go 9-7.
Okay, I'll bet you.
All right.
Okay, noted.
Gentlemen,
timestamp.
Their offense just doesn't seem sustainable without someone like
they got Devin Funchess, Jordan.
Oh, okay, my bad.
They got T.Y.
You're right.
Which, yeah, you are right.
And their running backs, like, I don't, like Marlon Mack, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he's good. And he's better than I probably think he is because I don't
really
know.
He might be. Yeah, I don't know.
But they're certainly not as exciting now.
No, I mean, like, obviously they're not.
I think best case scenario, like if everything goes right, they win 8 games. That's what I think.
My big thing is I thought like Doug
Gottlieb.
I mean,
they're going to lose two against
Doug
the Titans.
Doug Gottlieb
for sure.
And Dan Dockage had two of the worst takes I think I'd ever seen.
Yeah, they're a bunch of old. Like they have to like bring
that. That was horrible.
They have to bring that point.
Like that was both of those guys, that was almost like a Skip Bayless type thing.
Typical millennials.
No, it's funny that you say
quit
that, Jordan.
Before they start.
Because he's like, oh, the rehab yard. No, it wasn't just that. This dude, like, has the money to be able to walk away. That's why I thought Dan Dockett's take was stupid. I have families that work in steel mills. I'm like, it's not the same, Dan. Yeah. This dude's got millions of dollars, and he probably is thinking to himself, boy, when I'm 35, do I want to be able to, like, walk around and play with my kids?
My body's going to hate me.
Yeah.
I think everyone wants to be able to hold every person to the same standards, and unfortunately, like...
You can't.
I don't even know if it's unfortunate. It's just, that's just not how it is.
There was a lot of people calling him selfish, and
everybody
being a quitter. And I was
perspectives.
Like, it's his body. Obviously, he knows that it's...
He talked about, like, for... It was literally almost for, like, 2 years. The rehab, the pain. The rehab, pain, rehab, pain. And his body just couldn't take it anymore.
It's because they had a crappy offensive line for the first, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
But also, he played like a moron. Like, he played recklessly.
With that.
Yes, he did. He would even quote... And he would say anytime someone wants to get in, would pick him off,
His goal would be to run down there and tackle him. As a quarterback, you cannot do that.
No.
Andy Dalton shouldn't have done that in 2015. They would have won.
If you're a quarterback, let everyone make fun of you. Run out of bounds. I don't care. Jimmy Garoppolo wants to get the extra 1 yard. Good for you. You tore your ACL.
Yeah.
Be a baby. Fall. You're a franchise. If I got a franchise quarterback, I don't want him sprinting at the defense to try and make a tackle.
It really does suck for the Colts, though. I mean, they had Andrew Luck.
They had Peyton Manning than Andrew Luck.
They had
Andrew Luck
fall right in their laps.
I think it sucks.
I think it sucks for him.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, they were spoiled.
Sure,
but
it's an embarrassment of riches for like over 20 years.
That doesn't mean it's not bad for them. They were expecting like a lot this year, and now they don't get it.
Welcome to what everyone else has got.
True.
You had two once in a generation talents.
It still sucks for them having expectations, and I can see it already. They're gonna tank this year, and the next year they're gonna get Trevor Lawrence, and he'll be the third.
Yeah, watch him get that. That would be horrible.
All I'm saying is they had, you know, a lot of expectations, and now they're gone like a week before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, they had the team built. They had the best situation going forward for next
roster
5 years.
In a long
it
time.
Sucks. Yeah. I don't feel bad for them.
I do. I feel so bad.
I don't feel bad.
God, my heart goes out to him.
No. Yeah.
But Jordan was saying, it's like, all you're making fun of is all they're going to get two losses with the Titans. But here's a fun fact. Andrew Luck is 12-0 against the Titans when starting.
What's Jacoby Brissett? Has he ever started against them?
Yeah.
He started against the Bengals 1 year.
He started against them in 17.
Had about 800 receiving.
Typical tight end against the Bengals.
He started against them twice in 17 when he was out all year or whatever. And he was 0-2.
He's a serviceable quarterback. But,
yeah, I mean, he's not Andrew Luck, but I think he's good enough to, you know, keep them in games.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Maybe not win them.
Does anyone know, I mean, probably not off the top of your head, but how the Vegas division odds changed?
No.
Were the Colts the favorite, probably?
They were up there.
I mean, you got Houston, you got Tennessee.
Houston might have been.
Jags.
Houston, Colts.
I don't know.
I think we're up.
I think you got
or whatever.
Houston now, right? Maybe Tennessee.
Houston's on top. Then they're riding the Jags.
Even without Lamar Miller, but that's more of a recoverable loss than Andrew Luck.
You still have Deshaun and DeAndre.
But to your point you were making earlier, Jordan, is like now it worries me about like your favorite players.
Yeah.
And how they could just like, okay, I retire now.
Yeah, that's Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
After he gets 20 sacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, now I'm cool.
Like the players that are like kind of smart and like
that
kind of have other goals. They don't need to play football like their whole life. They can do whatever they want. And I even think like AJ Green, like if he has like another injury or something, he could just be like, nah, I'm good.
It's the ones that always have injuries. That's one that should, you know.
Tyler Eifert should.
Yeah.
If he gets hurt this year, Tyler Eifert's got to be done.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how. I think that would be the worst is to just rehab the whole time and work your way up to like training camp in the season, and you get hurt in training camp in another year. Yeah. It's just like,
I just found it. They were when Andrew Luck was their starter or not retired, they were 12-1 Super Bowl odds. They fell to 60-1.
Yeah, that's a pretty big drop.
And also, I would like to say,
I wonder what their over under win total is.
I don't know if we know what Jacoby Brissett is.
He's a quarterback for them.
No, but what I'm saying is I think we're making it sound like he's a very average quarterback. He was a third-round draft pick, and this is only like his third season.
He had a whole season where he started.
As a second-year player in a brand-new system that he learned on the fly.
What'd he do?
They traded for him in like week two or week one.
Yeah.
And he had to learn a whole new system in his second year in the NFL. I'm saying he's a third-round pick.
You know what? You guys should trade for him.
I'm just saying it's not a horrible
pick. He's so good.
Who'd you rather have, Brissett or Andy Dalton right now?
I don't know.
Hey-o.
According to ESPN and Brissett.
Fantasy-wise.
Yeah, fantasy-wise.
I think let's give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Let's go into bold takes.
Jacoby Brissett wins MVP.
That's a good one. You can start off with that.
Our takes were forged in the fires of Mount Doom. We have the thickest, boldest takes. Our takes will take you into the sky, and you'll never come down. Chuck Norris is afraid of our bold takes. Our takes are so bold that they burn your mouth. So hot bold. Our takes will spin you in circles until you fall. Bolder than the entire Fast and Furious franchise. Our takes live in a quarter mile at a time. Bold takes.
Do you have a sponsor this week?
We don't.
Oh, we lost our sponsorship in 1 week.
We did. I know.
It's still Adelsis.
It's still Adelsis?
Yeah.
Good. Adelsis. Week 2 sponsor of Bold Takes. Right now, your host, David Schmidt, is in the lead, 1-1.
1-1, and we're all...
On the weakest bold take that Damian Willis would score a touchdown. He did.
I mean, yeah, the weakest.
And then everybody else...
Super weak.
Yeah, got lost. Yeah. I admit it was...
His bold take was not hot at all.
It did not... Yeah, no, it was not bold.
It was not forged in the Mountain Dew.
It was in Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Although an undrafted rookie...
Was forged.
Scoring two touchdowns.
Forged in the Shire.
It wasn't two. If I would have said two, that would have been bold.
It would have been bold.
Yeah. I'm learning. You know, you learn every day. You try and get better, you know, and you learn from that.
Hey, so, being bold is a process, man.
It is. Who wants to start our bold takes off tonight?
I'll start.
All right.
My first bold take, and essentially, I guess these bold takes have 2 weeks to to come to fruition.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think how we do that. But let's say 2 weeks. So my first bold take is Browns make a trade.
Okay. Just a trade?
Yep.
They trade for someone, or they're trading away someone?
Because I have a similar one, but okay. I named a player.
Ooh. Naming the player's bolder.
So a trade.
I bet.
We can go with that.
Okay, Browns make a trade.
Okay, Browns make a trade. The Browns will make a trade for between now and week one.
Week one.
Okay. Garmin?
I mean, that's like... That's
you
like,
know what?
That's like get, that's like getting.
If you guys made the trade,
that's a cool ranch Dorito.
Yeah, take.
Good, that's the best Dorito. So I'm cool with that.
Anybody that's need spicy,
go ahead.
Buckeyes play FAU Saturday. They will rush for a total of 300 yards.
Oh my god! Who are the running backs now? Dobbins.
I'm saying that Fields is going to run for like one.
Oh yeah, you got Fields.
One something.
I'm not the best Buckeye expert, but I didn't
JK,
know who
JK is going to average like 10 yards a carry.
What are Justin Fields' chances at UN's Heisman? Pretty good.
I was looking at those odds.
I mean,
that's
Trevor
why,
Lawrence
that's
and
why
Tua
I
say like
that Khalil Tate won.
Yeah, and they lost already.
He already lost, yeah.
He's well, done. They lost the game.
Dunskeith.
Doesn't mean he can't win a Heisman.
No, it does. He's out.
Yeah. He got stopped at the 1 yard line. That was a bummer.
Yeah.
Philly?
Mine is going to be that Tywan Taylor will get cut from the Titans. And he is a third-year player receiver.
Okay. Tywan. I like his name, though. Too bad he's, like, not better.
Yeah.
Tywan Taylor. I like that. Mine is the Bengals will trade John Ross.
Ooh.
Before the
beginning.
For no, and there
dryer.
Was. But I just think, like, all that stupid Twitter noise, like, this last week, where it's like, oh, things are heating up. I think it was like a, what's it, a Lombardi? He used to be the Browns guy.
Michael Lombardi.
Yeah. He was like, the trade winds are speaking up. And I was thinking, like, Bengals are kind of deep wide receiver.
So wait, he didn't even call out the Bengals?
No.
Oh, he just
but
said,
I'm just thinking, yeah, just trades are happening.
Okay.
So I'm like.
And you think the Bengals.
I mean, it hasn't been the best marriage so far, and not to the Bengals' fault. I think he's just been hurt.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be one of those, if they got like an offensive lineman that was pretty decent, they might trade John Ross.
It's possible, but Zach Taylor, I mean, granted, this could be nothing, but Zach Taylor came out today when he practiced, I think, for the first time that they plan on, they have a bunch of
set, I think he wants to set, try him out 1 year, right?
Set packages specifically for
hey,
John
it's
Ross.
It's just my bold take, man. I'm going bold. You know? Cool. I think they're going to trade John Ross. And if they don't, cool, because then I get to watch John Ross play, hopefully, if he can stand.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, we're just going back around. I'm going to go with my second.
Okay.
the Brown in our fantasy draft on
Sunday.
This Sunday, 5 p.m. Is this?
Yep.
Okay.
Supposedly starts at
supposedly 5
p.m.
Getting the cup ready.
We'll see. Yeah, getting the cup ready.
There will be a 16-team league. There will be 3 Browns drafted in the first round.
How many?
3 Browns.
Okay,
be taken like in the first
we decided
round.
That was the right bold number.
Yeah, it's going to be Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, and someone. Well,
someone might take Baker.
Someone's going to take.
4 would be ludicrous because you have to like who's going to take the 4th guy.
You never know. But I'm going to say 3 in the first round.
3 Philly. In the first.
It's bold.
It is bold.
All right.
Here it is.
Philly's bold take.
All right.
Philly's bold take.
Oh, that's right.
Pentos.
Yeah, the Pentos. All right. You have to wait. I think I got it dialed down.
You got any cool music to play for the Pentos?
We do need to make something.
Yeah, we'll
figure it out. Pentos. Heck yeah.
Oh, wow.
Getting closer.
Over.
I am closer.
You hit the tissue box behind it.
Week 15, you'll have it.
Yeah. Philly's 0-2 on the Pentos. Garmin.
So bold. I told you the guys this earlier. My second bold take is that either McDonald's or Burger King is going to come out with a hot new chicken sandwich.
Ooh,
to keep up
compete.
With the trend.
Did you see Barstool's thing today where he said Chick-fil-A was far and away the best?
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy did a
I don't know if
blind,
I trust
who they,
I don't know
who
if I
they
trust fast food
Wendy's
takes.
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. Mm. And then he ate the Chick-fil-A one last, and he was like, oh, this is by far the best. Not even close.
Yeah.
And then
Chick-fil-A's got some good chicken sandwiches.
They do. It's been a while since I had a Wendy's.
I really want to try.
I'm glad they threw Wendy's on there because
Popeyes
one.
I never tried Popeyes.
Wendy's has such a great low-key chicken sandwich. Like their spicy chicken sandwich is awesome.
Me and Garmin used to eat Wendy's all the time, and he'd get chicken, and I'd always get a hamburger because the burgers were good.
Yeah.
And what'd you say, like, last year you finally had a hamburger from there or whatever?
Yeah, for the first time. My entire life. Here's the hottest take in the world. Is last year, actually this year, might have been the first time I had a Wendy's burger. Because I love their chicken sandwiches.
Not really
so much.
Take, but.
It's not a take, but, like, I bet the 3 people who are listening just passed out.
What?
Whoa!
The classic Dave, what?
Dude, classic Dave.
Their spicy chicken sandwich is dope.
Jordan.
All right, my bold take is the Reds will win a game by 10 runs.
Okay. So
it's not bold.
That's pretty bold.
11
that's
runs.
That's not bold.
Okay, 11.
11 runs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's okay, that's good. I like it.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's 12 runs.
No. I'm saying it's bold, but it's not going to happen.
Oh.
They're 50 runs.
I don't know. I'm off the red wagon right now.
I'll say 11 runs.
Yeah. 11 runs, yep, that's bold.
Oh, well, that's bold takes for this week. So bold. We'll continue to update the standings. We already know Philly's 0-2. Throwing the pen to the jar.
0-3.
0-3?
No. 0-2.
Well, I was 0-2 last week if we're counting them all.
No, we just don't make you have a second hot take.
Oh.
That's the 0-2.
Okay. Our draft 2.3, you want to take a break before we roll into that?
Yep.
Right, well, we're going to take a little break. 2.3 draft is things we want to retire. Things we're tired of and we wish we'd pull an Andrew Luck. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Here are some great prices on chicken. Whole fryers for only $1.49 a pound or boneless skinless chicken breast for just $1.99 a pound. Or are you in the mood for pork? They have assorted chops for $2.99 a pound or whole pork loin for just $2.39 a pound. Or get their 81% lean ground chuck for only $2.89 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these special prices good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinner. dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Wednesday night is Talk Night on Fort Recovery Radio, and we have another good one for you this week. On Inside at 7, Jack will talk with Ryan Steinbruner and some of the members of the St. Joe Festival Committee. And we'll probably pick Ryan's brain about the win on the Wabash party last weekend. And of course, we'll start the show with the Rocker Update, Rocker's top 10 list, and we'll see if Ryan can hold his own with trivia expert Rocker. Then it'll be Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee at 8. They'll talk with Coach Brent Niekamp, and of course, they'll cover lots of other things, including the Buckeyes. Don't miss Talk Night this Wednesday, starting at 7 with Insight, with the St. Joe Festival Committee and Rocker, followed by Sports Talk with their guest Coach Niekamp. Be sure you're tuned in for Talk Night. If you miss a minute, you miss a lot. Right here on Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
We're back.
I think he's got it.
The practice squad. He's got the intro down. It's only taken a year. And
dude, I'm in the zone.
Really need to watch him back there with the records. Just
it is, yeah. The wheels of steel. It's like DJ Poly D. Yeah. What are he's doing these days?
Still DJing?
Probably. Yeah. I guess we don't have to talk about him.
Well, situations is in jail, right?
Jail, yeah.
Jail now. And you know that last year we had a situation. Show where I was like, he's in jail. And someone called in and was like, he's not in jail yet. He's not going to go to jail. Guess what? He's in jail. That goes back to my memory from last week.
Situation takes 937-310-2781 exactly. If you want to call in and talk about the Mike the situation. Sitch,
because do you see, like, I just, it's funny. It's
Sammy
those,
Sweetheart.
Those three girls from the, they went to petition in front of the White House.
Yeah,
no. What's the situation? I'm like, do you think people even knew what they were doing?
No. Nikki, or what's, Snooki?
Snooki.
Nicole Polizzi.
Jay Wow.
I remember when that first came out.
Sammy Sweetheart. Hat down there.
Yeah. Ronnie. What a show.
Yeah. I actually never watched much of it.
The first season was fascinating, man. The first season
I hated it, but my wife
appointment viewing at our college house was the first season. And really, actually, after that, it was, but I didn't show up to half the appointments because I was like, I don't want to watch this. But the first season was
good stuff.
Pretty good stuff.
And then they went to Italy. Oh, my God.
Hijinks and
stuff. Well, it's funny because they think they're really Italian.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's literally like that episode of Sopranos when they go to
Italy. Then they got there, then they...
Like, where's the gravy?
Yeah.
They're like, it's not gravy.
Where's the gabagool? Draft 2.3. Things or people we want to retire.
Basically, shut them down.
Basically stuff we don't like. And to put it another way. Things we don't like, but we'll say in honor of Andrew Luck this week, things we want to retire. So who wants to kick it off? Anybody want to volunteer? Craig, go for it.
I can't. Well, my first
one. Craig?
Yeah.
Garmin, go for it.
It still is weird, like, hero.
Craig,
you're wrong. This one's not really like something I'm mad about, like I hate, but I am a little bit mad at the Bengals. Like, literally across the banks, Great American Ballpark is just a stew of Reds history, and Mike Brown's just sitting in his office with his arms crossed, like nothing ever happened before.
Yeah,
meh. And I'm like, okay,
he has no.
He's like, historical. We don't care about the past.
Yeah.
You guys don't have, like, a ring of honor?
No, we don't have anything. Like, if you even go inside, there's, like, generic pictures of players on the wall.
So is that what you want to retire?
I think they should get a ring of honor and actually retire Anthony Munoz's number 78.
Oh, so you thought of this differently. I like
No,
this.
just this one, because he's arguably
so
the
you
greatest.
Want to retire Anthony
he is
Munoz.
The greatest Bengal of all time, but arguably one of the greatest tackles who've ever played.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Put his number up there.
Yeah, if there's anybody, just him.
He should be if there's going to be a first, it should be him. Yeah. And while he's still alive.
I like it.
Yeah.
Philly?
some people might be mad, but LeBron James, I wish he would retire.
Oh. Doesn't make me mad.
Yeah.
I'm done with him.
I mean, I only
really
cared about
clean
him.
Up my Twitter.
Like, I wasn't a real big LeBron fan anyways, but I know he's good. He's, you know, arguably one of the
exactly.
best.
Exactly. We know he's good, so I don't
I'm
need
done.
To.
I don't want to listen to
I
him
I don't need
anymore.
To see it over and over again.
Bye.
No, but on that, Taco Tuesday should retire.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dude, Taco That's Tuesday true, is yeah. horrible.
Do you see Lebatard kind of a little salty about it?
Yeah, because he's getting more and more racist.
What?
Yeah.
Like
LeBron is?
Yeah.
How so?
Not racist, but like...
He's making, like, you know, Hispanic-y noises. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't want to do
like
it.
Like wearing sombreros.
Yeah.
Like, if this is someone else, it might be a little bit more.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you know, I don't want to get political on the show, but for a guy who cares a lot about a certain minority of people,
yeah.
should take all minorities into account.
Yes. Based on his show, The Shop, he's so in tune.
LeBron is officially canceled.
Yeah, LeBron's canceled.
Yeah.
Boycott LeBron James.
My pick is in, producer Jordan. I want to retire selfies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like selfies. I've never been involved in a selfie where I've enjoyed myself. I'm always kind of like,
all right,
let's just get it over with.
I just don't think you know how to do selfies.
Let's take a selfie. Oh, let's take a selfie. I'm always kind of like, can't we just take a general picture that we don't have to hold ourselves? And I just, you don't even want to take pictures. I could retire pictures.
Yeah, no one has long enough arms to take a good selfie.
Not a good one.
And the selfie stick is obnoxious.
Yeah, I just don't like selfies. I've never liked it. Millennials are weird, and I don't like it at all.
So here's the two things, right? You're talking about not even wanting to be in pictures.
Yeah, I like pictures.
I mean, I'm with you a little bit, but I'm also I mean,
everyone can take a picture of me.
Like, we went to Disney last year. My sister made a book. Of all the big pictures, I'm not in any picture.
Really? Because you're just like, you never know if you were there.
Everyone get in front of the castle. No.
I'm just going to add to this. I'm going to add to this because my list could
I
be.
I just never enjoyed selfies.
But the thing is, I will advocate for selfies. It is super fun to watch people take selfies.
See, I disagree.
Over and over.
Have you ever seen that website of people taking selfies and they died of Dune taking selfies? There's a whole website. There's a website. I forget what it's called, but you can go in there. Like, it shows the selfie. Where they go?
I'm just like at a Reds game. I'm watching this girl try to take a picture of herself in the field, like in between innings, and then just filter, and that entertained me for.
See, I might know what Jordan's gonna. You said you got to add on to this.
Yeah.
Are you gonna say about the Instagram post, like the guys are taking pictures of their girlfriends?
No, I was gonna say,
ooh, Instagram boyfriend.
Yes.
You first have to ban selfies with people who take it in a mirror.
Yeah.
Those are the worst. Like, in a mirror holding your cell phone, like, with your shirt off.
It takes a certain self-confidence to, like, this mirror selfie and put it on social media.
Lack of...
I think it's more what Jordan's about to
say. Brains?
Yeah. Yep. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, go for it.
Things I want to retire here. Let me see here on my phone. Oh, hashtag National Days.
Oh, I just did that today.
Oh, yeah. National Dog Day.
Whatever it is, whatever the national donut or pizza or cat or dog
see,
or
I'm
boyfriend
with you on
or girl
that,
day.
But if I can post a picture of my dog, I'll do it.
There's no
You know what?
Day.
You know what, Garmin? Guess what? You can do it tomorrow, too. And you can do it the next day.
Yeah, but
after.
I'm not thinking about it. And then I saw the hashtag. And besides, it wasn't...
Well, if you don't think of your dog all the time.
It was international, by the way. So it doesn't fall under your...
Have you guys ever, like, come across that and been like, it's National Pizza Day. I'm going to get pizza.
No.
I do think there are way too many of those.
It's National Donut Day. I'm going to go get a donut.
It's National Be Nice to Your Neighbor.
There doesn't need to be a national anything like every single day of the year.
Are we just grumpy or...
No.
I'm
with you guys. I hate it too.
You can, but anyone can do that. Like those companies can buy those days. Because I was listening to Dan Patrick's show. It's like $25,000 you can pay to have technically a recognized day.
Yeah.
So like a National Donut Day, right? If like Dunkin' Donuts wants to pay for that,
yep.
And then they advertise it all day long, you just got to pay $25,000.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Back to you.
Back to me. Back to back. I want to retire the Key and Peele substitute teacher sketch.
Oh, yeah.
I hear it every, like, I don't know, couple months.
Yeah.
Somebody else will bring it up. say the line. They're like, hey, have you seen
Aaron? Aaron.
And then you're like, yeah, I've seen it. And they still do the names. Block A.
Yeah.
Aaron.
It was a great bit.
Good sketch for Tyra.
Shut it down.
Have you ever had to watch a YouTube video that you've seen, but the person you're talking to really wanted to show it to you?
Yeah.
And then you just sat through it and kind of like laughed?
No. I'm like, oh, I saw that, so I don't have to watch it again.
Yeah, I've been in situations.
you jump on that right from the get-go.
I've been in situations where I just like stay and watch
then,
it.
Like, and then they like keep playing it and look at you, and I'm like, yeah, no, yeah. I saw it, yeah. The other one, though, is that's going to be coming up soon is the football player one.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, where they make up the football players.
Yep.
I will say that show was pretty, like, they had good ideas, but yeah, I'm tired of all their stuff.
There's the one skit on there that will never die.
Which one's that?
Deciding where they want to go to eat when the wives remember. Oh.
And I said, you said that.
He said that.
What's the one where they're astronauts or something?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
All right.
Get it now.
All right. I'm up. Picks in. I want to retire The Bachelor. It's run its course.
Moneymaker, dude.
Dude, it's run its course. There's been so many seasons, and they're all like
they need to change it up a little bit.
They do.
They need to get like some hillbilly guy in there, not just like all these clean cut guys. Like get like some of this little edgy.
Get a bunch of super attractive dudes or chicks, and then an uggo bachelor bachelorette who's rich. That was like that's what VH1 are. You
said
that. It'd be like,
well, do you remember the one? Wasn't there a bachelor one where the guy they said he was rich, but he actually was a construction worker?
Yeah. Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
That was like a VH1 reality show.
Yeah.
See, but that's that interesting.
Dude, the VH1s were like Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's Tila Tequila one.
See, no, okay, what you're thinking of is Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
I think Joe Schmo was a different one where everybody else in the house was actors and they all like played along. And at the end, he's like, oh my God, you're all actors.
So I don't get to marry you.
Yeah.
So here's my thing is the other, like, why I've watched maybe a handful, but what's so dumb about that show is like, and I'm going to be prejudiced because it's probably mostly women watching it.
Yes.
But. Like
my wife.
There's no love. It does nothing. Like, there's no actual love.
Yeah.
Like, because people don't end up together, or they do, they get divorced.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get about the show.
It's,
no one wins.
I don't know. It's, I just feel like it's been the same for a while, and it's, like, the same arguments and the same dramas and whatever.
Like, there
he can be retired.
There was the. So did you watch this season?
No, but the Hannah girl was kind of annoying. So I was just like,
All I know is the only thing I know from Twitter is at one point some guy told some other guy, "What are you going to do about it?" And everyone on Twitter went crazy.
Yeah,
because like, oh, this guy's so hot, and called this jerk out.
There was this guy that kept leaving on, and it was obvious that she just kept keeping him on there because like
Cause the producer was like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And then the other thing I know is like, doesn't one of these guys like now with that Hadid chick?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Who was at the John Mayer concert I was at?
Oh!
Whoa.
How was the John Mayer concert?
It was actually very enjoyable. He does look like he wants to eat the mic when he sings. But man, he can play guitar. Okay, keep moving on.
Yeah.
Go for it.
What I want to retire is Saturday Night Live.
Sorry, Jordan.
Whoa.
That's a hot take.
It's hot.
There's like one or two good skits every season.
I just, man.
I guess I'm looking at the old, like, you know, you got Chris Farley, you know, Adam Sandler. I don't even know what it's on.
Old,
so
yeah.
I don't care.
So, like, now I just don't, like, I watched it, like, I think like not
they
too long
they
ago.
They overused like, Alec Baldwin this past year with, like, Trump. Oh, it's funny because he's orange.
I think Trump jokes should be, I mean, I don't want to take anybody's, but yeah, I'll just be retired.
Cross that one out, I guess.
Too easy.
He squints, he's orange, he talks funny.
It was low-hanging fruit, right?
Yeah, I don't
got
it.
Saturday Night Live. That's what I want to retire.
That's a good pick. I like it. Garm.
Okay, the pick is in.
Yeah, I lost it.
That's all right. So, my pick is arguably, maybe not arguably, the worst song ever that needs to be retired is Little Willie.
Yeah.
It's the most horrible, awful, just...
Who sings
Nails
Lil
on
Willy?
A chalkboard song ever?
Neil, who sings Lil Willy?
Sweet.
The Sweet? Just The Sweet.
Shut him down.
Shut him down. Probably been shut down for a while.
Like, not just retire it, but I mean, cement blocks in the Hudson. It's done.
To where DJs can't even play it or they'll get fined.
Cement blocks in the Hudson.
I've never heard that before. I like that.
What? You ever seen a Godfather?
Oh, this is a fire jam at a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
They get the crowd going.
I hope the Sweet calls and they sue us and our show gets shut down. Because this is the worst. I mean, this is like, I've said this many times, but if I ever get captured for torture, for someone needing information from me whatsoever.
Hey, we don't own the rights to that song.
Rip my toenails off.
It's always fun when
you start playing Little Willy, I'm squealing like
if you're ever at a wedding with Garmin and this song comes on, just turn around and look at his face.
It's become, that hatred for that song has become
priceless.
You know where it was born from? My hatred for this song is we had the one CD at baseball practice. Yep.
Shagging fly balls.
And it was like maybe three songs long, and Lily was two of the three songs.
Billy's got his beer goggles on.
He's
on the dance floor yelling free bird.
But retired.
And we're all sitting out there like catching fly balls before a game.
Good time. Me again?
Yep.
Okay, Jordan will maybe argue with me on this one because this is the one that always drives me crazy. There's another one of these guys I'd like to retire, but someone else might do it. But how about let's let Greg Popovich go?
Hey, he was on my list.
Because I'm real sick and tired of the I'm pretending to be grumpy and I don't know what's going on coach. I don't need it anymore.
Dude, get out of here.
No. He's the worst.
He's still, like, I don't, whatever.
He's the reason why he's, like, finally, and I don't care what anybody,
I've heard this argument before a lot.
My most unforgivable thing, and I don't care what anybody says, he was a complete and total jerk to Craig Sager his entire career. And then when Craig Sager comes back, he acts like, oh, and I have to be nice to him because he's going to die.
Do you know what, like...
He's a jerk.
He's playing into it.
No, he's not.
Craig Sager was into it.
No, he was not. Yeah. You watch some old videos. Craig Sager looks like he cannot get away from Greg Popovich fast enough. Greg Popovich, I was going to say Belichick, too, because even what he said today about Andrew Luck.
I just don't pay attention
to him. I don't follow him. Yes, you do. Don't be like an idiot. I'm so done with
you guys. You don't
BS.
Like interesting quotes or what?
No, it's not interesting. It's the most uninteresting thing ever.
Yeah. Do you want, like, a coach like who just says the normal stuff?
No. I really think we push the ball in the first half, and then the second half, we play pretty good defense.
We just got to get better every day.
Get better.
Every rep counts. He's a good player. Yeah. See, okay, you say that, but, like, that's fine, because guess what? Greg Popovich is that, but he's just a jerk all the time.
Cool, he doesn't be different.
It's not different. He's been like that forever. Like, you want to be different is, like, maybe not be a total ass to a reporter.
Well, now I got to mark the time.
No, you don't. You can say that on the radio.
I'm 27.
I just, like, it's just so unbelievably frustrating. And because he's been around forever, no one calls him out on it. Well, what do you have against sports talk show, and I'm calling him out.
What do you have against what do you have against jerks, Garmin, that you don't like him?
You don't have to be, it's a character at this point. Like, he's just committed to being a jerk. Like, he's never, everyone who asks him a question is an idiot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah. Well,
retire, Greg
Billy?
Popovich.
Crocs. Say it again. Crocs.
All right. Okay.
I want them out.
Fix it.
See ya. Retire them. I mean,
what is your biggest beef with
Really? I don't really have a good argument. I just think they're ugly.
And have you ever worn them?
Dumb. No.
Super dynamic.
Never will.
I don't know. I've never worn them.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people who love them. I know they do, but.
Yeah. Interesting style for sure.
Yeah.
The absence of style.
I think cancer can retire.
Yeah,
we don't need cancer anymore.
Good one.
Serious one, but cancer's not cool, and we don't need it anymore. So,
well, I guess I'll go with AIDS.
Yeah, so that's mine.
All right.
Cancer, retire. Go away. Bye.
I don't know if I can even say mine anymore.
World
I have both meatloafs.
Oh, land on the food?
Yes.
Dude, I heard a Meatloaf song the other day, and I immediately
I'm fine with a Meatloaf song, but Meatloaf food,
nah. Meatloaf food can, but I won't do.
That was gonna be one of my other songs.
I will do anything.
No, not that one. But am I wrong?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that's another one out of the way.
Like when we were in high, when we were like in high school, every wedding. Maybe I don't know if they do it now, but all the girls go running and singing that song, and everyone's like, "Oh, we're having a good time." I'm like, you know what that song's about? We can talk about it on the radio right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And also, my mom makes dope meatloaf, so I disagree completely.
That was my least favorite meal I've ever made.
I don't care if whoever makes
the meatloaf, good meatloaf is bad. I know what the house smells like, the texture
is off.
I would walk into like a house where she made meatloaf. I'm like, damn.
Nope.
Well, I guess I'm gonna just have to be hungry tonight.
You're crazy. I would eat all of it.
Well, hey, you can have all the... Dude, that'd be the... Like, you... Your biggest punishment would be getting played Little Willy. Mine would be force-feeding me meatloaf, especially with mustard on it or something.
Don't put mustard on it.
Well, even straight-up meatloaf would be the worst.
Nah, dude, meatloaf. Put some gravy on that, a little mashed potatoes. Yeah, man.
All right. Double it up.
Fourth and final pick. Easter egg hunts. I don't like them, and... We have
won't let me do them anymore.
An Easter egg basket that our kids found the other day, and now, like every day, they want an Easter egg hunt. So I have to go hide eggs and find them. And it's, you know, it's what is it, September now, August, and I'm still having an Easter egg hunt. So,
well,
both in April and throughout the year,
you just gotta be a parent to destroy your kids' dreams and just burn that in front of them. Like, no more Easter egg hunts.
I mean, it's coming. One more.
Just tell them it's not real.
Yeah. One more of these Easter egg hunts.
13 or 14 more times, and that's it.
All right, I'm ready. With the fourth and final pick, David Schmidt selects passwords. I hate passwords.
Well, the game?
No, okay. Straight up passwords.
Yep, for sure.
Because, like,
you gotta remember
everything. Security, screw it.
Yeah, I get the need for it. But I love how my iPhone now, I can use my thumb and I don't have to enter in password. Not that that needs to be on everything, but my biggest beef is that I have to enter a password. I feel like for like 50 times a day, I have to enter a password for something. Like, oh, I want to log into my sport, and I got to do this. And then typically the same thing, but I'm tired of typing it in.
Do what every American does. You have one password, so you remember it.
I have variations of like
so do I.
Three, but then I can't remember which one I used.
I'm up the same boat.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, which one of the four passwords do I have did I use? And I can't figure it out. Then I got to hit the button that says I forgot it. Then I get an email that I make the same. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Tired of passwords.
I mean, do you also, every time I log in, there's always that little selection button that says, like, remember it.
Yeah.
You know, and I always forget it. And then I click log in. I was like, oh, I should have hit this time.
Yeah.
And I always forget it.
Yeah. And then you can save yourself the pain.
Yeah, I never did. Yeah.
Especially, like, when you're on, like, a Fire Stick or something, you don't have a keyboard, and you have to go around and click
it. It takes forever.
And then I just want to be in the stuff I bought instead of having to type 50 passwords all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
All right. Who we at? Philly?
Yeah. We kind of talked about this earlier, but I'm going to go NFL preseason games.
Ooh,
retire them.
Yeah,
shut them down.
Topical.
It's nice. You came back to
all of them?
You came back around.
Or just retire like the last two.
Yeah. I mean, I think if there's two of them, I think that'd be good.
I think I'm down for our inter squad scrimmage idea.
Yeah, or just, I don't know.
They could televise inter squad. People would watch that.
I'd absolutely watch that.
I'd probably enjoy that.
Don't the Patriots? They've had three inter squad practices.
They had one with the Titans.
They're on to something.
Last week.
Hey, they're doing something right over there.
Yeah, that's how they win championships.
But you know what? That Belichick and his answers to questions, get out of here.
Yeah.
You can't see your face, but I can't.
You already knew it.
Darn.
Jordan.
Is it Jordan? Oh, you're going to retire Jordan?
Retire.
What do you want to retire about?
No, but like both of your, like Jordan's thing is pretty, his Easter egg hunt is very like, I'm assuming this past couple months relevant to you. So mine is going to be, and there's probably a reason for this, but credit card not expiration dates. Because my credit card expired last week, And it's like my whole world ended because I have to like...
You got 20 emails saying, yes, we can't charge your credit card.
Like I got to re-sign into my Netflix, re-sign into my Hulu, redo my Dish.
Yeah.
I got to re-punch in that like credit card number. And I forgot how much like Amazon, like I go to buy some. Your credit card number is expired. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
So they don't give you like updates like, hey, your credit card is expired?
I just forgot. No, because I knew when I got the new credit card, I was like, this is going to happen.
Yep.
But I don't know what credit card I use for what stuff. So just when I try to do something, when it won't let me, that's when I know, because I can't remember. But I know there's a reason for that, but you forget because they last for like, what, like 2 years, 4 years or something?
Mm-hmm. No, like four, yeah.
It's like four or five.
It's been a giant pain in the butt this week.
Wow. Well, that was arousing. Did there any more pay? That was it, right?
That was it. I got a few others. Anybody got any extras?
Jordan. I'd say Jordan could retire.
I had Kale.
Okay. Yep.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I had Antonio Brown because I'm just about done with it.
I had late night TV.
I was going to say Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm tired of, like, the funny videos. Like, hey, we played this karaoke game for the 100th time.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
My other guy was Colin Kaepernick. Just say you retired from NFL.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a job.
I had The Shop, HBO, oh, like, LeBron show.
Is that still a thing?
I don't even know if I really want to retire that. Yeah, it comes out, like, every month or something.
Okay. I have, which I'm surprised didn't go, I have the song Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah. That can be retired for sure.
And I tweeted this, but pictures of kids going to the first day of school.
Yep.
I saved that tweet because I'm just waiting to use it.
Like, what do you mean?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Like when DM goes to school, yeah, you didn't respond. I just saved the
There's
tweet.
There's going to be two pictures.
I'll one see of, one like, of Brittany. Take that down.
Yeah.
One of Brittany and then one of Jordan.
I'll be like, let's see how much
our baby girl. Our baby years. Girl's going to yeah. preschool first day.
Then because basically you called out every parent for not being brave enough to not post a picture.
Yeah, you're calling out every parent to not be bad parents.
I thought about calling you out, but I was like, wait. Play the long
posting
game.
Your kid going to school does not make you a good parent, FYI.
True. You don't have to post it. You can take a picture, but you don't have to post it.
Correct. Yeah. Make a scrapbook when you graduate.
Yep, fair enough.
I agree. But, yep, like, that's what Facebook is now, and Twitter is.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's a public,
pretty much.
No, but that's, whatever. You tell me it's not. You just look through everyone's look, you know, like, count the number of scrapbooks in the
you're,
world.
You're basically your whole family's friends with you, then they're like,
scrapbooks are retired.
It's like when it's, like Mother's Day or something, or Valentine's Day, and then everyone posts like,
yep,
oh, I love my wife so much, and then I'm like, oh, well, now I
gotta say I love my wife too.
Like, I love my wife, but like, what if
she knows?
If I don't put it on Facebook,
you don't
like,
love her
do
enough,
I really love her?
No. You know that?
Your marriage is a
shame. I never do. It doesn't matter.
She doesn't get mad? Yeah, you did save that tweet. Yeah, he's got a picture.
Oh, no.
Hanging on to
I still feel like I have
We'll take one last break, and then we'll come back. We're going to get into our picks. We're going to do a round robin on our picks.
All those people we made rich last year about listening to our
week
picks.
Week one, yeah. So we'll try and make people some money. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are vaccinations on your back-to-school list for your child? If he or she is in need of the meningococcal or Tdap vaccine, Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older and accompanied by a parent or guardian. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is Chicken Club Sub, Fries, and a Drink for $6. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio.
On Thursday, the Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers in our first MAC volleyball match of the season. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the match. On Friday, football is back, and Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action again this season. Then on Saturday, the Lady Indians will play in the St. Henry Invitational against the Rushi Raiders, the Buckeye Central Bucks, and the St. Henry Redskins. For Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp will bring you all of that action live starting at 10. A big week of sports coming up as the volleyball season enters its second week and the football season begins. Get to all these games to cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We are back. It is the practice squad. Monday evening here. We're going to get into some of our picks for week one. We will not be here next Monday. And then we await the beginning of a national holiday, the first week of the NFL season, which is one of the most exciting Sundays on the calendar, I think. The first week, week one.
Everyone gets that Sunday off work.
Yeah, everyone gets nationally that. Everyone gets that Sunday off to watch, sit on their couch and watch.
Not the stadium workers.
Well, that's true. We got to think of that. The people putting in the hard labor.
And not the players. They don't get it off.
No, they don't either.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
All right.
So we're just going to go around similar. Ooh, drop the beat.
Yeah. we're using the FanDuel.
Yeah, we're using
right now.
FanDuel lines of right now as of week one.
And this is totally subject to change, but so if the line changes, do we stick with the line that we are given?
Yes.
Okay.
As of the day, because how else are we supposed to know?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Since we have like a whole week off, the lines could very much change.
So.
Oh, they will.
I shall start out on a positive note. Can I speak in cadence to the note?
Yep.
No.
But you have to rhyme.
Yeah. I am going to pick the Bengals plus 10.
And the Bengals are facing Seattle.
Yeah. 10-point dogs. I just think they... I don't think they're going to win. I think they lose by a touchdown.
I'm sorry. Did we say DraftKings or FanDuel?
FanDuel.
Okay. I know we just stated that 20 seconds ago.
All right. So I take Cincy plus 10. And I think that's the biggest line of the week.
It is. It's the only double-digit one.
Yeah. Yep. So I just take the points, basically. And hopefully they make it close.
Okay.
Filet.
And are we doing kind of snakes? So do I get back-to-back picks?
Sure.
Might as well.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome.
So another question is, someone said you took the Bengals, and I want to take, who are they playing?
Yeah, I think
so. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're doing our own records, right? Not as the practice squad.
Own records.
Own records. Right. Okay. So with my first pick, I'm going to take the LA Chargers minus 7 against the Colts.
That still throws me off, LA Chargers. I still think it's San Diego sometimes. What are they now, say that again?
Minus seven.
Minus 7.
Garm, you're documenting this?
Yep. I'm making sure that we have it all.
Garm.
Okay. My pick, I'm going to take Kansas City is playing Jacksonville. I'm taking Kansas City to cover minus 3.5 because I think that's absolutely absurdly low.
Oof. I'm going to take Philadelphia minus 8.5. And thinking, I'm sorry.
It's all good. We got that beat in the background to cover up the dead time.
I'll also take the Jets minus 3.
Jets minus 3. And then I'm going to take Denver and Oakland. I want to double check and make sure this is right because it blows my mind.
It's minus 1.
Yeah. Oakland's Oakland. Minus so I'm one. Taking Denver plus 1. I know it's a pick 'em, but.
That was my next one. Thank you. But go ahead. That's awesome.
So you're Denver plus
I'm
1.
I'm taking Denver, yeah, because that seems crazy to me.
So, do we know, has Hard Knocks given any indication, like, will Antonio Brown be be ready week one?
He will.
Okay.
Well, the news came out today that someone is literally making him a helmet, and that he's going to get endorsement money from. So, like, everything completely, he complained and whined, and he got everything he wanted, and then some.
Good for him.
Yeah, that teaches you. You can do whatever you want.
All right. With my pick, I'm going to take Tampa Bay minus one
against the 49ers.
TB minus one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cleveland minus 5.5. Sorry, Philly. I like Cleveland by a touchdown in that game.
It was what?
5.5.
-5.5. -5.5?
Yes.
Okay.
And
beat you.
Yeah. Let it ride. I'll take the Rams -3 over the Panthers. Is that one been picked?
Nope. No.
I took the Chargers.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams with 3 points over the Panthers.
-3.
I'm going to go Green Bay +3.5 against Chicago.
I like it.
I'm going to take New England -6 against Pittsburgh. Because I don't think everything's hunky-dory in Pittsburgh town.
I don't know, man. I think they might be a new team this year.
No, they are. But that's what everyone says. And they're a new team without one of the best wide receivers and one of the best running backs. That's got to count for something. And it's the first game of the year.
Juju and James, man. They don't need the other
That's what I'm saying. It's the first game of the year. They got to figure it all out yet.
Is this the last pick?
Is Detroit any good?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I know their offensive line's better. It's one of the better ones in the NFL.
Is anybody that good?
I don't think Arizona's going to be that good.
What's theirs?
What's that?
Oh, that's close. Yeah. I see what you're saying there.
So I am going to take Detroit -2.5. I just don't trust. I think Kyler might be good. I don't know if he'll be good or not, but I don't like Cliff Kingsbury. So, and I think, isn't Patrick Peterson out the first 6 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take. Did you already get it?
It's okay. I gave you Detroit -2.5.
Okay. All right. We will put those up on the Twitter page.
Ooh.
And we will see.
We might put those up on the Twitter
page. Yeah, we'll consider putting those up on the Twitter page. And we'll keep track of our records to see who is the best
picker
of them all. So we will not be back next Monday. It is Labor Day. So we will be off. We will be celebrating our fantasy teams that we draft on Sunday. I'm unbelievably excited. I wasn't that excited for football season. Wasn't that excited for the Bengals season. I've completely changed tune. I am very excited for football.
Phil, you got to tell us who you're going to take.
End the show with your pick.
On what?
Or fantasy draft.
Number one.
Come on,
I'll tell you who I'm going to take.
Come on. Do it.
You guys already know.
He won't do it.
Saquon Barkley. Yeah,
it's Barkley. Oh, Saquon Barkley. You heard it here first on the practice squad.
Saquon going number one next Sunday.
And Jordan's going number two.
I'm not telling you guys.
Oh, Philly, you ruined it.
For David Schmidt, producer Jordan Stoller, Craig Garman, Troy Metzger, everybody have a great week. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll be back week one.
Christian McCaffrey.
Good night.